The American hostage could never have envisaged the situation in which he found himself. No amount of preparation could have prepared him for the horror of his present existence. He looked around him. All three of them were enclosed in a large, dirty room in a large, filthy house. The walls were once adorned with green-patterned, rich, velvety wallpaper. It was now filthy, smeared with food that the guards had delighted in throwing at them. There were also smears of blood on the wall. David knew this because some of it was his. He had assessed his chances of escape. There were two doors that led into the room. One was a thick, iron-reinforced wooden one, with a small observation hatch that occasionally clanged open to allow the guards to spy on them. The other was a side door at the end of the room, constructed the same way with the same Arabic-style fretted ironwork. He presumed that this led directly outside to freedom. It was probably a door to the garden, a reminder of the house's happier times, he thought. David was suffering badly, but the two other hostages were in far worse state. They had endured this shit for months. The Dane had a serious leg infection, a raw suppurating sore. They had hung him upside down from the large chandelier that previously adorned the ceiling. The Dane's weight had torn it free, but only after the British guards had delighted in savagely beating him with thick electrical cable whilst he was suspended from it, inverted, screaming, and helpless. Before his painful release, the dirty steel shackles that they had hoisted him with had scraped into the very bones of his ankles. The Italian was a totally beaten man. The poor bastard had been here for 6 long, horrendous months. He was mentally and physically finished. He talked constantly in mumbled Italian, crying softly and muttering to himself. Mostly about his young family at home, surmised David, ascertained by his limited knowledge of Italian. The room smelt badly. It smelt of them. Apart from the time they had displayed them like trophies on video, and they were hosed down and given bright orange jumpsuits to wear, they'd been dressed in the same clothes they'd been captured in. David could smell his own body. It was a smell beyond body odor, a mixture of stale sweat, fear, and urine. The guards complained that they smelled like baby pigs. Consequently, all the barred windows of the room were open all the time so as not to offend their jailer's sense of smell. That was okay in the day, but as the temperatures dropped to below freezing at night, it made the suffering a 24-hour thing.